This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So on over. Move it on.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show here on InfoWars. Where else could you get Hank Williams Sr. but here in Austin, Texas? One of my favorites. The mainstream media seems now to be out of leakers. They've resorted to just fabricating things, making things up. How does one deal with an adversary that just willfully lies and puts it on page one of the newspaper? The newest canard from some of these nefarious unnamed sources who the media claims are talking in derogatory terms about the president, well, they really don't exist. We saw graphically in Europe how the elite, arrogant European leaders completely mishandled Donald Trump. If you really wanted him to sign on to the climate accords from Paris, perhaps you should have praised him. Instead, they snubbed him. They were arrogant. They were rude. And then, of course, a White House aide, Gary Cohn, made the mistake of telling the New York Post, well, the president came to Europe to get smart about climate change. Sorry, Mr. Cohn, the president already is smart. That's why the American people elected him. And what of a president that has the cojones to stand there in front of these delinquent European leaders and say, hey, boys, when it comes to NATO, it's time for you to pay up. This is the kind of president I want, somebody with the courage to tell it like it is right in their grill, as they say. These countries are supposed to be putting up 2% of their GDP to fund NATO. We fund 72% of the NATO overall budget. It's time to have a president who puts America first. CNN, of all people, produced a terrific video on the NATO situation. Let's have a look.
I cover national security and foreign policy.
I'm a retired Rear Admiral in the Navy, also served as Pentagon Press Secretary and State Department spokesman.
I cover anything from U.S. role in NATO to ISIS in the Middle East. When it comes to NATO, it's very complicated. It's been a problem for decades. I would say 20, 30 years. Many U.S. presidents have talked about NATO members needing to take on more of the burden.
President Trump wouldn't be the first president that has tried to do this. President Obama made the case, as did President Bush before him.
There was a breakthrough in 2014 at a summit in Wales, but there are other factors. In 2014, we saw the rise of ISIS. We also saw Russia and Vladimir Putin moving into Ukraine and annexing Crimea. And those things really, really scared people in Europe. It was a huge incentive to spend more so that they can defend themselves.
It's a struggle because many European countries are having their own domestic economic woes that are limiting their ability to spend on defense.
President Trump has really made this a cornerstone of his campaign, certainly, and now of his foreign policy, and is even threatening to withdraw from the alliance if the U.S., if other countries don't pay more. I think he has put the fear of God into some countries. With a lot of his rhetoric during the campaign, he was very equivocal about whether the U.S. needs NATO, and I think that unsettled people.
His bellicose nature has certainly reignited the flame, but that flame was already burning.
NATO members are willing to pay more, and they are coming up with plans to lay out an outline for how they're going to pay more. The U.S. wants them to commit to a 10-year plan. A lot of countries aren't ready to do that.
It's going to be a constant balancing act for them.
The president's bellicose attitude, pay up, you freeloaders. Time to cough up, you European deadbeats. Yes, Donald Trump speaks the truth, keeping faith with the people he pledged to clean up the NATO problem in the last election. I'm Roger Stone, and you're at the right place at InfoWars.
the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items, because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add auto ship, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off Coil Silver. You sign up for auto ship, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone from Stone Cold Truth, sitting in for the Patriot Freedom Fighter, Alex Jones. And joining us shortly is one of the finest investigative reporters working today in the United States, Dr. Jerome Corsi, Skyping in from his palatial New Jersey estate. But before we go to Dr. Corsi, I want to highlight an incredible video from a British Member of Parliament, Nigel Evans. Mr. Evans has said what many Americans will not say in an extraordinarily hard-hitting video. Let's take a look at what this distinguished British politician has to say.
Don't you find it difficult to understand that the American people have voted for Donald Trump? Get over it, because he's president of the United States. And what I would say for all of us here, and this actually includes myself, is that we have to ask ourselves, why is it that people felt so left behind that they made the democratic decisions that they've had, which we think we can't understand some of us. How can you possibly vote for Brexit? How can you possibly vote for Donald Trump? And the fact is that the people have. These were the forgotten people. And just like we have the forgotten people in the United Kingdom, there are the forgotten people in the United States of America. We may not like some of the things that he says, and I certainly don't like some of the things that he said in the past. But I do respect the fact that he stood on a platform which he is now delivering. He's going to go down in history as being roundly condemned for being the only politician to deliver on his promises.
And there you have it, speaking the truth in Europe, a member of the British Parliament. And now joining us, Dr. Jerome Corsi. Now, Dr. Corsi has written a blockbuster series, which I am just now getting into, but you can find at the InfoWars website, on the entire question of Seth Rich and why he was murdered. See, the great thing about Dr. Corsi is he uses the investigative techniques that the intelligence agencies use. He starts with the product and then works back to examine the motives. He has really zeroed in on what was stolen, when it was stolen, when it was published, and uses a process of elimination to prove that only Seth Rich could have been responsible for the breach at the DNC, which revealed that Deborah Wasserman Schultz and Hillary Clinton's campaign colluded to steal the nomination from Bernie Sanders, and that the two hackers, Lucifer 1 and 2, do play central roles. Dr. Corsi, welcome to InfoWars.
Thanks, Roger. It's great to be with you, and I appreciate the introduction. The key to what these three articles do is really very analytical. It takes apart, in a way you'll never see the mainstream media do, the details of how the Democrats operated their emails and their computer systems, including voting systems, and then it details each hack or leak and traces in an intelligence, counterintelligence way how it had to happen. So these are articles which are going to be very, very detailed, and I think once you've read them, you're going to get the background of understanding how the Seth Rich murder
got it.
Why it occurred and what was involved in Seth Rich's decision to steal the emails that he stole and give them to WikiLeaks.
Dr. Corsi, what do you make of what appears to be a mainstream media effort directed by the Democrats to cut off all discussion of this matter as if it's verboten? You can't talk about whether Seth Rich was murdered. You can't talk about who may have done it. You're supposed to respect the privacy of the family. Now, I think while the privacy of the family is important, the truth is more important.
Well, the truth is the only really critical thing in the pursuit of the politics of the story. I mean, the family, we all respect the family, and the family, unfortunately, is going to have to deal with the public nature of this murder and the solving of the murder. But when you get down to the Democratic operatives, I think there's two reasons, Roger, that the Democrats are just terribly afraid of the Seth Rich story. One, it's going to expose that the core corruption was the Democrats themselves. And I'm not convinced that the Russians hacked anybody as a result of doing this examination. What I am convinced of is that the Democrats ran an extremely lax security system with all of their networks, including their voting data, and it was relatively easy to hack them. Secondly, once the entire this narrative of the Russian collusion collapses, what you're going to find at the core of it is, again, more crimes committed by Hillary Clinton, more crimes committed by the Democratic Party, lies, and essentially a cover-up story that was concocted to explain why Hillary lost. In other words, the Russians stole it from them, where the truth is that the Russians wanted Hillary to win. The Russians were paying Hillary. They were paying Podesta. They had the Obama administration in their back pocket. Obama had done nothing when Russia went into Ukraine and did nothing in Crimea. The Russians had the Obama administration in their back pocket, and Russia could have easily blackmailed Hillary and Podesta had Hillary been in the White House. That's what the Democrats are afraid the American people are going to find out, is that the Russians really, as they say, didn't do anything, and Julian Assange, as he's largely hinted, had relied upon Seth Rich, an internal member of the Democratic National Committee, who became so disillusioned with how Hillary stole the election from Bernie Sanders that he decided he would retaliate by stealing DNC emails and Podesta emails, and WikiLeaks strategically published them, basically destroying Hillary's campaign. But this was not Donald Trump. At the same time, and this is going to be another series of articles I'm going to write, the Obama people were systematically wiretapping Donald Trump's campaign and setting up this whole Russian mem in order to try to undermine the administration should Donald Trump win. At the heart of this story is Democratic corruption, which is astounding and is many scales greater than Watergate or the corruption of Richard Nixon.
You know, my friend Sam Nunberg, an early advisor to Donald Trump, really summed this up better than anyone else. No crime, no collusion, no cover-up. It's time for the president, in my view, to get on offense. Now, Dr. Corsi, you are an old Washington hand. You know your way around the inner beltway sanctums. What do you make of this overdrive effort by the NSA to find the Russian collusion? They have doubled down rather than backing off. What do you make of that?
Well, again, I think the NSA is also afraid that they're going to find that this whole FISA process was compromised. In other words, that the Obama administration was regularly doing electronic surveillance on Americans, and especially any Americans that were politically enemies of the Clintons or the Obamas or the Democrat Party as a whole. And the unmasking, in other words, not only getting surveillance on U.S. citizens, which is permitted under law in very narrow circumstances, done broadly on political enemies, on the Trump campaign and a whole, and then the names unmasked, which means that within the White House, a decision was made to reveal the names of the people who had been illegally under electronic surveillance from the NSA, and then to leak that information to the press in order to do detriment to the Trump campaign. And I'm going to do the same kind of detailed forensic, you know, counterintelligence analysis and show how the stories that were appearing in the New York Times and other places in throughout the campaign were sourced through leaks from the White House that used unmasked intelligence information that made it clear the Obama administration was conducting massive surveillance on Trump's campaign. In other words, whatever the Democrats have charged Trump with doing, colluding with the Russians, it was the Democrats who were colluding with the Russians. Wiretapping and breaking into the Democratic systems, electronic surveillance, the Russians were not doing that. It was the Democrats who were surveilling illegally the Trump campaign. Who was in bed with Russia was Hillary and Podesta, making money, which we see through these the leaked emails. At the bottom line, the Russians did not make Podesta or Debbie Wasserman Schultz write the horrendous anti-Sanders and manipulative emails that they wrote. It was their own words, which the Democrats can't stand that the American people realize. The Democrats are trying to change the subject. That's all this is about. And when the American people realize the extent of this scandal, I doubt that the Democratic Party, as we now know it, is going to survive. Of course, the Democratic Party is moving so far to the left so rapidly, it's hard to tell what it is anyway.
All right. We'll be back in just a few minutes with more of the hard-hitting reports of Dr. Jerome Corsi here at InfoWars. But now would be a great time for you to go to the InfoWars store and support the fight for freedom. I'm Roger Stone, and I'll be right back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are loss leaders. 65% off colloidal silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a part of this promotion. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Do you know that some Americans have more credit card debt than savings? Don't you wish that there was an easy way to consolidate debt and save? With a fixed interest rate loan through Avant, that wish can come true. Through Avant, you can bundle all those bills and simplify your debt into one monthly payment, saving you time and money. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a personal loan through Avant. It's all online, with no prepayment fees and no collateral required. And you can have $1,000 to $35,000 in as little as one business day. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates with no impact to your credit score and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 8787 when applying. That's A-V-A-N-T.com, promo code 8787.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. Don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so you're satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
Welcome back to InfoWars. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for Patriot Freedom Fighter Alex Jones. I've just realized that on the InfoWars store site, that Z-Shield, the toxic metal and chemical defense support system, it's actually 25% off. Now, the sad truth, folks, is that our food, our water, our air is slowly poisoning us. There are tons of toxic chemicals we're absorbing every day. This is based on the fact that even the EPA admits that there's 800 million pounds of poison, pesticide, being dumped into the United States. What do you do about it? Well, Z-Shield is the very best all-natural formula for immunity, strength, and to repel these antioxidant poisons. An incredible formula, and 25% off due to our Memorial Day special. Now, I must tell you, the stock will not last long at this price. So do yourself and the Movement for Freedom a favor by going to the InfoWars store now and getting this terrific product. My grandson Nicholas uses it among a myriad of other InfoWars products, and I should be in the good health that he's in. So going back now to our guest, Dr. Jerry Corsi. Dr. Corsi, I think that maybe what the president needs to do here is to turn the table on his critics, to direct Attorney General Sessions to convene a grand jury, that the grand jury should interview Mr. Hayden, Mr. Clapper, Mr. Brennan, Mr. Rogers, and of course, Susan Rice, perhaps even Valerie Jarrett. And depending on what the grand jury learns, perhaps it's time to summons Barack Obama himself. After all, a fair question you may remember is, what did the president know and when did he know it? It's time to take the gloves off. Do you think the American people would support such an approach by the president?
I think it's necessary, and I think it's the next thing coming. I have written some articles. I wrote two or three I'm going to write. I'll write the third soon of the counterintelligence measures that President Trump ought to take. Remember, this is a propaganda attack, that the Russians were in collusion with the Democrats. It does not make logical sense. There's no proof for it. So it's just a propaganda. It's a lie the Democrats are trying to make true by repeating and repeating and repeating it. First thing you do, I said, was change the subject. Well, President Trump's done that with his European trip and his trip to the Middle East and to Europe. Second thing I said is silence the mainstream media. And I'm recommending moving the mainstream media out of the White House so that it no longer has that little tiny briefing room, which is really a disgrace, by the way. It's dirty, it's small, it's crummy, and it's maintained as a fiefdom by the mainstream media who push every elbow everybody else aside. You can do just as well watching it on a live stream on television or on the internet. At any rate, that second one is just silence the mainstream media. Get them out of the building. Don't provide them access to information. Don't do daily briefings. Make it hard for them to get their information. Third, you attack back. And so you get the Attorney General. President Trump has all the apparatus right now of the intelligence agencies and the Department of Justice. He needs to fire massively people who were there under the Obama administration, because they're turning out all to be unloyal to undermining President Trump's administration. And then start some grand juries, start some investigations, dig deep into John Brennan's CIA, which I'm convinced was actually doing the hacking of the DNC, and then blaming it on the Russians, trying to set up, you know, the footprints, the fingerprints that could trace to Russia, even though there's no proof it was Russia. And secondly, when you look at the hacks, take a look at the system. The three articles I've written, and we wanted to publish them all at one time, you're going to spend some time reading them. They're extremely detailed. I researched them and been researching them for a long time. So you're going to find out, for instance, why Seth Rich was hired and how he came up as a Democratic operative.
All right. Dr. Corsi, we are up against a hard break here, but right. There you have it. An old Washington hand, a man who knows where the bodies are buried. Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Jerry Corsi.
Great pleasure. Thank you.
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items, because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are loss leaders. 65% off colloidal silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back to InfoWars. I'm sitting in for Alex Jones, and we are going to talk impeachment. Now, Congressman Al Green, a Democrat, says that he's pushing ahead with the process to draw up a bill of particulars for the impeachment of President Donald Trump. Frankly, I liked Mr. Green much better when he was just a singer. Oh, it's not the same guy. Pardon me. In any event, incredibly, Congresswoman Maxine Waters, and by the way, Bill O'Reilly got this right, she does appear to have borrowed that hairdo from James Brown, the level of arrogance and misinformation and misstatements and non-facts who flow from this woman's mouth is really extraordinary. She's a hater, the worst kind of hater. And she pays no attention to the fact that her own senator, Dianne Feinstein, and John Brennan, the Wahhabist, who somehow managed to serve as CIA director for two presidents, both were forced to admit no evidence whatsoever of Russian collusion, no crime, no collusion, no cover-up, as my friend Sam Nunberg, the Trump advisor, says. And we are really, it blows my mind to see what Maxine Waters is saying and doing. Let's take a quick look.
I just want to talk about your representation in Washington, and our president as well.
I can't stand him.
I understand.
He's the most horrible man I've ever seen.
And I love my president very much.
I'm glad you do.
Position as well.
I'm glad
but
you
I
do.
Also want to know why you aren't representing me in Washington by opposing the president.
Your president is a dishonorable, lying man. He mocked a journalist. I've never seen a grown man do that. He talked about grabbing women by the private parts. He lies every day. He's in bed with Putin and the Russians about oil. And everybody around him are allies with the Kremlin and with the oligarchs of Russia. They're going to take us down.
This is extraordinary. This woman is delusional.
And grabbing a woman's pussy.
That's right.
I don't think he ever did.
He said it.
I go back to...
What grown man talks like that?
I go back to President Clinton.
I don't care about Clinton.
Well, of course
I care about this.
Of course
listen,
you
I'm going to work every day until I get him impeached.
Yeah, no, she doesn't care about Clinton. Clinton, who raped and sexually assaulted dozens of people.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You cannot
for not representing me in office.
All right, I think we got the flavor of this. This is demagoguery of the worst sort. And here's the real irony. Maxine Waters and her husband have engaged in business activities utilizing her position in public office that would have sent a Republican who was white to jail. And that is a fact from the stone cold truth. Perhaps it's time for the Justice Department to re-examine her business dealings before she lectures us about morality. And Congresswoman Waters, no proof that Donald Trump is in bed with the Russians. No proof whatsoever. Put up or shut up, as they say in the part of Connecticut that I'm from. We are also, I think, on the verge of a major White House shakeup in which the president could very well make personnel decisions that could save his presidency. Now, there has been some speculation in the Washington Post, in the New York Times, that David Urban, the hard-charging West Point graduate, distinguished Army veteran, and the man who helmed Donald Trump's incredible victory in Pennsylvania that put him over the top, a prize that eluded Mitt Romney, John McCain, and George W. Bush. Well, we're told that Mr. Urban might be in line for a major role in the Trump White House. In all honesty, David Urban served as the chief of staff for the toughest, meanest, smartest man who perhaps ever served in the United States Senate, Arlen Specter. Irascible, controversial, difficult, smart as can be. If you can manage the affairs of Arlen Specter, you can manage the affairs of President Donald J. Trump. David Urban is exactly a perfect representative of the new Trump Democrats. A former altar boy from Alquippa, Pennsylvania, whose father is a union card-carrying steelworker and a proud member of the NRA. David Urban is the kind of loyalist Donald Trump needs. I say this not just because he is a friend of mine, but because he's proven in the battle-tested war that we just went through in 2016, that he can deliver, that he can keep his mouth shut, that he can put his loyalty to the president first and foremost. And he knows how Washington works. And he has an extraordinary sense of ethics. He knows what can and cannot be done in Washington. I have no special knowledge of how and when and in what manner the president may tap David Urban's talents. I do know that he was seen dining with Ivanka Trump in Washington, D.C. only days ago. So I am hopeful that the Mr. President will do what is necessary to save himself. And here's a trivia question. What foreign country is Reince Priebus about to be appointed ambassador to? If you guessed Greece, well, I think you might be right. We are extraordinarily challenged at this point because the president is faced with adversaries who have no regard for facts or truth. In fact, the president himself, I think, really put this in perspective on the Sunday morning shows when he said that the leaks coming from his White House were fabricated lies. Notice how so many of our sources are anonymous. Well, that means that in many cases, take the Daily Beast, for example, they just don't exist. These elitist pukes who criticize our president kind of make it up as they go along. And you have the interlocking and totally coordinated effort to take highly sophisticated computer techniques, technological techniques by the tech left, Google, Facebook, Twitter, Amazon, Yahoo, to promulgate their fake news and suppress the truth when it's on InfoWars or Breitbart or The Daily Caller or indeed Stone Cold Truth. This is the most important fight we face because, you see, the president cannot win, not on the economy, not on immigration, not on trade. He cannot make America great again without a vibrant, robust alternative media. The Washington Post, the New York Times, ABC, NBC, CBS, they'd like to go back to the days when they had a total monopoly on political discourse in this country. You see, that back was broken in 2016, largely because of the technological advance that now has the majority of Americans getting their political news on a handheld device or an iPad or a PC. And in order to do so, they have to go through the internet. Well, when consumers, in this case voters, go through the internet to reach, shall we say, CNN, it doesn't take them long to figure out that there's better investigative reporting going on right here at InfoWars, and that they have a wealth of alternatives to find out what's really happening in America. Now, if you are going to help us fight the tech left, there is no better way that I can think of than going to the InfoWars.com store. I believe it's InfoWarsStore.com, actually, and taking a look at the new Emmerich's Essential line of organic household products would be a great place to start. For over two decades, I'm told that the listeners here at InfoWars have been asking for generic products to replace things like bug spray, sunscreen, and body wash with healthier, more efficient, more effective products. And the folks who run the labs for the InfoWars store have tested hundreds of different brands and have spoke to dozens of other manufacturers. But until now, they have not been able to produce a line of products that are up to the InfoWars standards, a line of products that you, the freedom fighters and liberty-minded folks who support us here at InfoWars, have been demanding from us for literally years. I'm talking about the non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen. This is what you need at the beach. I'm talking about the DEET free herbal bug spray. No poisons, no toxins, nothing in there that will kill you. The concentrated peppermint mouthwash. This reminds me very much of the fluoride-free toothpaste that my family has become addicted to, better than anything you can find in a drugstore. We're talking about the pure, unscented body wash. This stuff is great in a hot shower. The pure tea tree shampoo. all natural. The long-lasting natural deodorant that doesn't contain the poisoning aluminum. And so many more great household products available right now at the InfoWarsStore.com. So you can have a total win-win situation. You can fight, you can support our fight for freedom, our fight for free expression, by going to the store and loading up on the products that the folks here at InfoWars have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars testing to assure they're bringing you the very best product at the very best price. Sure, you can go to Rite Aid or Walgreens or CVS. You'll pay more and you'll get inferior products that don't support the fight for freedom. So please, folks, go to the InfoWars.com store and help us in this struggle for free expression and the First Amendment. We are also going to talk about this personnel shakeup, as I indicated, is a unique opportunity for the president to get on offense. Now, there's a report that Steve Bannon, who is a nationalist, whose political views are probably somewhat copacetic with my own, certainly one who understands the game plan of the globalists, and the report is that Mr. Bannon will run a war room operation to help put the Trump administration on an offensive footing. Well, while this is a quaint idea, I'm not sure a war room is the real answer. The real answer, in my opinion, is for the president to double down on the agenda he put forward for the American people. Trump needs to deliver on policy, and he is. Little attention being given to the regulatory unraveling going on at EPA, for example, and other departments where the thicket of red tape, which is destroying job creation in this country, is being hacked back by Trump appointees. No, the president doesn't get any credit for that. Or an economy that has clearly turned the corner from the Obama doldrums. Revitalizing our economic vitality is a key. The president needs to go to the mat for a cut in the corporate income tax rate. Cutting the rate below China, Mexico, Japan. This is the solution the president laid out in the campaign, and this is the solution that can revitalize our economy and give the president both time and resources to address the key questions we face regarding crime, trade, immigration, and so many other pressing issues. While the travel ban is something I entirely support, I think the economic keystone to Trump's success is in the dynamic pro-growth campaign promises he put forward that need to be embodied in his thrust on Capitol Hill. Now, many people ask me, well, what about these establishment Republicans? They seem to have their own ideas regarding tax reform and tax reduction, largely the status quo. I actually saw one Republican congressman crowing about the fact that nothing would change. Well, that will not satisfy President Donald Trump, a man I've known for 40 years. You can get my book, The Making of the President 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated an American Revolution, at the InfoWars store. This is the insider's perspective on how Donald Trump pulled off the greatest political upset in American history. And it shows you the grit and the gumption and the determination of Donald J. Trump. Folks, he's a fighter. And these efforts to say he's disillusioned, he's frustrated, he's ready to throw in the towel, well, That's the fake news. Those are the fake sources the president was referring to on the Sunday morning shows. The president came back from Europe, exhilarated, excited, energized, and ready to do battle with the inside the beltway forces arrayed against him. The mainstream media, their allies in the Democratic Party, and those in the deep state, the CIA and the other vaunted 17 intelligence agencies, all continue to be led by Barack Obama appointees. Mr. President, it's time to clean house. But this I know, those here at InfoWars, our listeners, our viewers, our supporters, we, Mr. President, have your back. We will fight to make America great again. I'm Roger Stone. You're at InfoWars, and I will be right back.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today fight their hearts out and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off Coil Silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for AutoShip, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
These arrogant globalists thought they defeated humanity. But the truth is, whether it's Obama or George Soros, they're losers. Everything they had, everything they threw against us, failed. Now, just because we defeated these tyrants, for now, doesn't mean we've won the war. The war is happening within our hearts, within our souls, within our minds. We have to be good. We have to be pure. We have to be strong. We have to build prosperity. We have to bring everyone of every race, color, and creed together.
if we're going to truly defeat these tyrants who believe we were going to fail, who believe their divide and conquer would work. Yes, we've won the first phase, but the battle for the soul of humanity has just begun. But Obama and Hillary and Soros, you were losers from the day you were born.
You need a paperwork pilot.
Yeah, okay. Okay, we want gumbo.
We want gumbo.
Try and copy this and put it up on the
college
website. I'm going to scan this. We're going to put it up on the college website.
Oh, we got to tell him. Mental skills. We got to scan him down in the library.
Get out of here.
Peace out, y'all. Right now. My neck hurts. My body hurts. I'm tired. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In America's 240 plus years.